to open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 3. I'll be reading just one verse here in the third chapter of Genesis. We'll read the first 15th verse, and we'll read that in unison. And then we'll turn to another passage. But first, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God this evening. And let's read. Ready? And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now turn to Isaiah chapter 53, your Scofield Bible, page 760. 760. Isaiah chapter 53, we'll read verses 5 through 10. We'll read these verses responsively. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make him whole an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. And let's pray. Father, we sometimes forget the importance of any given service. For some, it's a life or death kind of situation. For all of us, it's important beyond what we really know. Yet we sometimes take so lightly the importance of our being here. Father, we pray that you'd help us to realize the reason we're here, and of course that's to hear your word. And indeed faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Reach our hearts tonight. Help our minds to be alert, our hearts hungry, and please bless our preacher in Jesus' name. Amen.
I don't want to wait for this, but if anybody has that sack, somebody took it out of the pulpit. Anybody know where it is? Right quickly, if so, I'd like to have it. Sir? All right. I put it in the pulpit here a while ago. I wanted to use it for my sermon, but I don't have to have it. Well, I do have to have it, so we'll stand for our closing prayer. And whoever got the sack, please, when I put something in the pulpit, leave it there. I want to speak tonight on that little line, he was bruised for our iniquities. Let me read just a scripture to you tonight. The Savior is preaching his first sermon. He has been in the carpenter shop now for 30 years. His public ministry begins, and he chooses to use as his text in his synagogue in Capernaum, in Nazareth. He chooses to use in the Nazareth synagogue Isaiah 61, where he says he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." I want to talk tonight on the subject, he was bruised for our iniquities. I call your attention especially to that little word, bruised. That's the word I'm going to use over and over and over again tonight. That little word, bruised. I had in a sack an apple. I had taken that apple, I had bruised that apple, And I wanted to show you tonight with that bruised apple what I'm talking about. You imagine tonight as I'm preaching that I have a bruised apple here. And please listen as I try to help you. Father, bless my message tonight. May it be your message through me. Please, in Jesus' name, amen. I was going to hold in my hand a bruised apple. Now, a bruised apple never recovers. Listen carefully. You take an apple, you bruise that apple, it never recovers. The bruised apple generates bad, and the bad spreads. Now, the bruise comes first, but the rot and the bad follow. You look at an apple or a melon, a bump or a mishandling will leave a bruise. Then the bruise will invite decay. Now look at me, listen to me now. One thing about it, you bruise an apple, it's going to decay. I mean, you either eat it now or it's going to decay. Once that apple is bruised, that apple will lead to decay. Or a melon. Now the Lord is talking about that kind of a bruise. He mentions in one place in the Bible, I'll come to after a while, a bruised reed, and that means a reed that's been bruised, and this apple is bruised. It's going to decay. Now we'll take that word bruised. I want you to follow me as I take it tonight. First thing I want to say is I too have been bruised. I have been bruised. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18 and Isaiah 53, 5 tells me that I have been bruised. And that means it looks like decay is inevitable because I have been bruised. However, something happened. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5, he was bruised for me. He was bruised for my iniquities. Now, don't forget the word bruise. The word bruise is not decay. It's what starts decay. Now, that means that I was bruised. The devil bruised me. But Jesus came and went to Calvary and was bruised for me. Now, the third thing I want to say, that pleased God. Isaiah 53:10, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. That's one of the most amazing verses in all the Bible to me. It pleased God the Father for Jesus to go to Calvary. It pleased God the Father for the cat of nine tails to pierce his back. It pleased God the Father for the crown of thorns pulled down his brow. It pleased God the Father for the nails. Now, you say, was God the Father happy about that? Only because that was the way he could get you and me back. If you ever want to find a scripture that lets you know how much God loves you, you read that scripture. It pleased God to bruise him. That tells you how much God loves you. He was willing to let his own son be bruised and turn his back upon his son and have his son cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the reason he did it was because he could get you to heaven and because he knew that through that a fallen race could have a chance to be redeemed and a race headed for hell could have a chance to come to go to heaven. God said it pleased him when Jesus was bruised on Calvary. Now I said, I have been bruised and so have you. I said, he was bruised for me in my place. That pleased God the Father. Now then, number four, Jesus is all the cure that he is all that cure to cure the bruise to prevent decay. Let me say it again. If there is a preventing of decay. Now an apple has no choice. An apple is going to decay if it's bruised. I was bruised. But if I come to Jesus, I'm not bruised anymore. And decay is prevented because Jesus was bruised for me. The vicarious death of Christ. He paid the penalty for my sins, and he was bruised for me. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. There will come a day, however, when the bruise is incurable. I'm talking to somebody tonight who's not saved. You were bruised, but Jesus was bruised for you. Isaiah 53:5 and 10. He was bruised for you. Now that means that the bruise will not cause you decay. Listen to me. I'm preaching to you. I'm as sleepy as you are. I'm as tired as you are. If I can keep on going, you can keep on going. Now you listen to me. I worked as hard as you did last week. Now listen to me. Sit up straight and listen to me. I'm saying that Jesus has paid the penalty so that the bruise that you had by nature when you're born in sin
cannot decay. But Jesus is the only way that you can prevent the inevitable decay that starts with the bruise. Now there'll come a day when the bruise is incurable. Jeremiah 30 and 12 says, quote, that thy bruise is incurable. And in Nahum 3:19, there is no healing of thy bruise, it says. That means this. You keep on putting off Jesus. You keep on not trusting Him who was bruised for your iniquities and bruised in your place. You keep on putting off your salvation, and you mark it down. There'll come a day when God will go next door and leave you there to die and go to hell. Your bruise will become incurable. But thank God the very fact you're here tonight means that your bruise is not incurable. Now, all of us have been bruised. All of us have been bruised. But some of us have trusted Him who was bruised for us, who can keep the bruise from becoming rotten and decay from coming, and that's by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me go a step further. I said, I have been bruised. I said that He was bruised for me. I said that pleased God. I said Jesus is the cure for my bruise, to keep that bruise from becoming incurable and destroying me. I said there will come a day when that bruise is incurable. Now, I implied this, I think, this morning, but I want to tell you, you go ahead and put off trusting Jesus. Go right ahead. But the day will come and your heart is so hard, you won't trust the Savior. There will become a day when you won't hear the knock of God on your heart's door. You go right ahead and put off trusting Christ, but you're bruised, and praise God, that bruise is curable now if you trust the Savior. But if you put it off, then that bruise will become incurable. So while it is curable, walk down this aisle. Some of you folks are members of the church, but you're not saved. You've not been born again. And you know you've not been born again. And you say, one day I'm going to walk that aisle. One day I'm going to trust the Savior. One day I'm going to realize that He was bruised for my iniquities. And I'm going to walk the aisle. But you haven't done it. But there will be a day when you'll say, I'll take my chances. And the Holy Spirit will knock on your door. But your heart, like Pharaoh's, will be so hardened that you'll never come to Christ. And your bruise will be incurable. Now then, He invites us to come to Him. He will still cure your bruise. It says in Isaiah 42 and verse 3, a bruised reed shall He not break. Leave that bruise alone, it'll decay. Come to Jesus, it'll go away. Pretty good little statement. You have been bruised. You leave that bruise alone and it will decay. You come to Jesus and it'll go away. Now, observations. I like this. Satan cannot kill me. He can only bruise me. Satan cannot kill one thing about me. He can't kill my spirit. He can bruise it, but he can't kill it. If I can come to Jesus, I can have it cured. But it's up to me. I can kill my spirit. He can bruise it. I can leave that bruise alone and let that bruise decay, or I can come to the balm of Gilead, which is Jesus Christ, and He'll heal that bruise. I said, Satan cannot destroy you. You won't go to hell because Satan takes you there. You are bruised because of Satan, but that bruise can be taken away because Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. I said, Satan cannot kill one thing about me. He can't kill one thing about you. Oh, you say Satan has destroyed me. No, he hasn't. He bruised you, and you let that bruise fester and destroyed yourself. Oh, Satan has just taken me and torn me up. No, Satan hasn't torn you up. You tore yourself up. I don't care what there is that's bruised in your life. You can come to Jesus, and that bruise will be taken away. Satan can bruise my spirit, but bless God, he can't destroy my spirit. Satan can bruise my soul, but bless God, he can't destroy my soul. I am the only one that can destroy my soul because Jesus was bruised for my iniquities. Satan can bruise my joy, but he can't destroy my joy. Satan can bruise my dreams, but Satan can't destroy my dreams. Satan can bruise my plans, but Satan can't destroy my plans. Satan can bruise my life, but Satan can't destroy my life. Satan can bruise my testimony, but Satan can't destroy my testimony. And hallelujah, Satan can bruise my church, but Satan can't destroy my church. All Satan, he's a bruiser. That's all he is. That's all he can do. He cannot kill anything or anybody. He bruises you, and you let it fester and let it fester and let it fester and let it fester. And after a while, your spirit's beyond cure. Your plans are beyond cure. Your dreams are beyond cure. Your hopes are beyond cure. But you're the one that let them die because you got the Savior to come to. I like this one too. Ever dawned on you that he couldn't destroy my Savior? You could only bruise him. Genesis 3:15. Satan could bruise the head. Jesus, he could bruise the heel of Jesus, but he couldn't destroy him. That's all he could do. Satan, listen. Satan cannot take one single thing from you. He can simply bruise it. Let me illustrate. Satan at times has bruised my joy. But I came to Jesus. Listen to me, young folks. I'm preaching to you. You're going to sit and giggle? Go out in the car and sit and giggle. I said, Satan has come and bruised my joy, but bless God, I came to Jesus and he didn't destroy it. And at almost 70 years of age, a year and a half to my 70th birthday, I've never been as happy as I am tonight. People come to hear me preach and they say, Brother Hiles, you are more excitable than you ever have been in your whole life. I'm trying to say tonight, the devil may bruise my joy, but the devil can't have my joy. And the reason you tonight, you've lost your joy, it's not the devil's fault. All he can do is bruise your joy, but you set to let it fester and fester and fester and fester till you're incurable. You'll never be happy again. Why? Because you didn't come to Jesus and get your joy. Watch it, watch it, watch it. Watch it like that apple. When that apple is bruised, it's incurable. But praise God, your joy is not incurable because Jesus was bruised for us. Illustration. The devil has sometimes bruised my dreams. There have been times when the devil came along and he said, your church can't do anything else. You can't grow anymore. You can't reach more folks than you have before. And the devil's come and he's bruised my dreams. You say, preacher, what'd you do? I ran to Jesus. He was bruised for me. I ran to Jesus. And tonight, at 68 and a half years old, I got more dreams than you can finance. I sat in my office this week. Then I made plans. You know what? I love my preaching. I inspire myself. I'd be standing up here teaching this week, and man, while I was teaching, I'd get an idea. And you thought I was adding to my sermon. I was writing an idea. I went back to my office while you thought I was praying. I was over there planning a spring program for you. I was planning a fourth Pentecost Sunday. I promised you I wouldn't have any more, but I didn't promise I'd have any less either. Fellow said to me, he said, I weigh less this year than I weighed last year. I weighed every day last year. I just weigh every week this year. Listen to me. I am 68 and a half years old. I got more dreams tonight than I ever had in my life. People say, Brother Hunt, when are you going to retire? I'm not tired. You got to get tired before you can retire. People say, Brother Hunt, pastor school is so rough on you. I bet you're tired today. Oh, poppycock and tomfoolery. That's for you young folks. I don't get tired. If I do, I don't tell myself. How and why? Because I got some dreams I'm reaching for. And thank God the devil has bruised them, but he hasn't destroyed them because I went to Jesus and he gave me some more. The devil can just bruise, but he can't destroy. He can't destroy your joy. He can't destroy your dreams. He can bruise them, but you'll self-destruct. He's bruised my church. Listen to me. He's bruised my church. This old church has been bruised. Bless God, she ain't been destroyed. You know why? We just kept on coming to Jesus. And the greatest days this church has ever seen are going on right now. The devil has bruised us, but he can't destroy us. But if we'd have whined, we could have self-destructed. Get back and start fighting back and getting back at people. No, sir. Let's run the buses. Let's go house to house. Let's have 40,000 in Sunday school. Let's baptize 10,000. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. I'm saying the devil has bruised this church, but bless God, he has not destroyed this church. All he can do is bruise. If your spirit's destroyed, it's because you let the bruise fester. If your joy is destroyed, it's because you let the bruise fester. He's bruised my peace. Sometimes he comes, he bruises my peace, my tranquility. But praise God, he hadn't destroyed it. I want you to know I'm at perfect peace tonight. Some of you are too, sound asleep. I'm at perfect peace. At peace with myself. At peace with my God. At peace with my work. At peace with my call. I'm not one of these persons that's always unrest and always fretting. Not me at all, brother. The other night, Doc Streeter came to my office after the service. He said, I won't take your blood pressure. I just preach like I'm preaching right now. Raise the dead, cast out the sick, or heal the dead, cast out sick, and raise the devils. And he took blood pressure. He said, I'll declare it's normal. He said, you just been running across that pulpit for an hour. Why is it normal? Because I'm at peace. Now the devil has bruised that peace, but the devil can't destroy that peace. He can start, hear me now, he can start the destructive process, but Jesus came to stop the destructive process. If you don't have peace tonight, it's because you've not come to Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace. If you don't have joy tonight, it's because you've not come to Jesus and the devil bruised you and you haven't come to him who's bruised for you, and that bruise has festered and festered and festered and festered. In God's name, come to Jesus. Don't keep that bruise. It'll destroy you. He's bruised my ministry, but he hadn't destroyed it. The old man's still coming. The old man's still preaching. The old man's still preaching around the country. He's bruised my ministry. Now, listen. The devil cannot destroy you. You are the only person can destroy yourself. By the way, your enemies can't destroy you either. The devil can lead you to self-destruct, but he can't destroy you. He can bruise you. Hallelujah, that's all he can do. Oh, you said the devil has got me bound. He hasn't got you bound. He bruised you and you bound yourself. These Pentecostal charismatic imposters. I unbind you. Unbind yourself. Devil's got you bound. The devil can't bind you. He can just bruise you. He has bruised my plans. But I came to Jesus. And at 68 and a half years of age, I got more plans than I ever had in my life. Yes, sir. Everywhere I go, preachers say, who's going to take your place? I said, where am I going? This suit is, the pants are too big. But they ain't going to fall down. You wait and see. Like that boy's pants played basketball against us out there at the Baptist. Right? Forgot what team he played for, but his shorts are falling, his basketball shorts are falling down. And he thought he's pulling them up, but he's pulling up his undershorts. And like the prodigal son, he came to himself. Oh, I want to shout tonight, Lord of God, the devil can just bruise me. If I can get to Jesus, the bruise and the decaying process of his stop, because Jesus was bruised for me. If my spirit is bruised, I run to Jesus. If my hopes are bruised, I run to Jesus. If my plans are bruised, I run to Jesus. If my peace is bruised, I run to Jesus. If my church is bruised, I run to Jesus. And tonight, I'm talking to folks who've been bruised. And you letting that thing fester and fester. You letting your hurt feelings fester and fester. You letting your bitterness fester and fester. And the devil isn't going to destroy you with your bitterness. He's going to bruise you with your bitterness. And you are going to allow it to fester until it destroys you. But you don't have to be destroyed, because Jesus was bruised for us. He bruised my Savior. All of this. He bruised my Savior. But he couldn't destroy him. He bruised him. But he couldn't destroy him. My Savior's alive today. Because the devil can only bruise. He bruised Job. But didn't destroy him. Because Job ran to Jesus. He bruised Peter. When he denied the Lord, cursed and swore. Are you listening to me, folks? That's why I'm preaching. Peter cursed and swore. He bruised Jesus. But Peter ran to Jesus when he was in the boat that day. And ran to the shore. And 50 days later, he's in the back end of a Ford pickup truck. I mean, a Chevrolet pickup truck in Jerusalem, preaching and having a Pentecost Sunday. And 3,000 folks got saved. And he had 5,000 on buses that day. He was bruised, but he wasn't destroyed. Why? Because he didn't sit there and let it fester. He got up and came to Jesus, and Jesus cured him. He bruised Jonah, but didn't destroy him. Jonah was bruised, but got up, went back to Nineveh, and preached the great revival at Nineveh. Listen to me. I'm talking to folks tonight who've been bruised. Your spirit's been bruised. Your feelings have been bruised. Your tenderness has been bruised. Your attitude has been bruised. Your bitterness has been bruised. Your joy has been bruised. Your peace has been bruised. Your plans have been bruised. Your dreams have been bruised. I want to tell you tonight, all the demons in hell cannot destroy anything about you. They can only let you self-destruct. All he can do is bruise you. He bruised Jacob. But Jacob wasn't destroyed. His name was changed to Israel, which means a prince. He bruised Joseph when his brothers sold him into slavery. Listen, young folks, when Potiphar's wives tried to seduce him, Joseph was bruised and was placed in prison. But Joseph ran to Jesus, and he was not destroyed, because the devil could not destroy him. He could only bruise him. Now you listen carefully to me. Your enemies have not destroyed you. And once in a while somebody gets a rumor out. This is a dirty lie that says Brother Howes has said he's going to destroy somebody if he doesn't change. I've never tried to destroy anybody in my life. Never. I wouldn't try to destroy my greatest enemy. I'm not in the destroying business. I'm in the building business. But if I could, I couldn't destroy a Christian unless he had let me. I could only bruise him. And you sit there tonight, bruised. I'm talking to some people who've been bruised for weeks or months or years, and decay is sitting in. And there's going to come a day when God's going to say, thy bruise is incurable, like he said to Isaiah. David was bruised. He came back to write the best Psalms he ever wrote. He wasn't destroyed. My sister sitting in the choir was bruised. I flew down to Texas and talked to her all night. And I said, don't let the devil destroy you. plan your life. Do something for God. Don't let that bruise fester. Ladies and gentlemen, walk down this aisle. Get on your knees. Look up to God and say to your God, you bruise for my iniquities. I'm coming to you, Jesus. And that thing that's bruised in your life will not destroy you because it will not fester. Judson Mitchell's were bruised, but they've not been destroyed because they came to Jesus. The Tim McCurdy's were bruised, but they have not been destroyed because they came to Jesus. Dr. and Ms. Evans have been bruised, but they have not been destroyed because they came to Jesus. Mrs. Curtis Hudson has been bruised, but you saw the other night, she's not destroyed because she came to Jesus. Thank God, hallelujah, the devil can't destroy me. He can only bruise me. My mother was bruised, but she wouldn't be destroyed because she came to Jesus. John Rice was bruised, but he wouldn't be destroyed because he came to Jesus. Charles Spurgeon was bruised, but he wouldn't be destroyed because he came to Jesus. Lee Robertson was bruised, but he wasn't destroyed because he came to Jesus. Lester Olof was bruised, but he wasn't destroyed because he came to Jesus. Adoniram Judson was bruised, but he wasn't destroyed because he came to Jesus. David Livingston was bruised, but he wasn't destroyed because he came to Jesus. In fact, I thank God tonight the devil is worried about me enough to where he bruises me. I'm honored, old smutty face. I'm honored, you sorry devil. I'm honored, you snake, you thief, you liar, you accuser. I'm honored that you would think I'm worthy to be counted to suffer shame for his name. I'm honored you would bruise me, but you're not going to destroy me. You sitting there in your self-pity, and the devil's bruised your attitude. Young folks, listen to me. He's bruised your attitude. He's bruised your spirit. He's bruised your joy. He's bruised your peace. He's bruised your hopes for the future. He's bruised your plans. He's bruised your dreams. But I've got news for you tonight. That old devil can only bruise you. And Jesus said, I was bruised for you in your place. And I'll promise you tonight, you cannot be destroyed by the devil. You can only be destroyed by your own refusal to come to Him who can take the bruise away. But go ahead and sit there. Sit there with your little feelings hurt. Sit there with your bitterness. And you'll get worse and worse and worse and worse till one day God will say what He said through Jeremiah, thy bruise is incurable, said to the people. And to Nahum, the people, he said to the people, there is no healing of thy bruise. And one day you will have let that spirit, that bruise, fester and fester, and that bitterness fester, and that hatred fester, and that gossip fester. Hey, young folks, listen to me. I'm preaching to you. I'm saying, you go ahead and don't bring it to Jesus, and I'll promise you, one day you'll be gone and your spirit will be gone and decay will have set in, and there's no way that your bruise can be healed. But I'll promise you this, and I know what I'm talking about. I've had my share of bruises, but bless God, I've never had any failures. I don't mean I haven't failed sometimes. I mean I've not ever been destroyed. My faith has been bruised, but bless God, it's strong tonight. My joy has been bruised, but hallelujah, it's strong tonight. My peace has been bruised, but it's never been any stronger. My plans have been bruised, but they're as bright as ever. My future has been bruised, but I guarantee you, my hopes and my plans and my dreams for the future are greater than they've ever been. I'll tell you why. I'm not going to let the devil destroy me. Let him bruise all he wants to, but he's not going to get the joy of destroying me. Because I'm going to come to Jesus. And I'm going to have the bruise healed. Now, what is your bruise tonight? You can't help but be bruised. But what is your bruise? And how long have you had it? How long have you had it? How long have you put off this thing of getting that bitterness out of your heart? How long have you been melancholy? How long have you been pouting? How long? Listen to me, I'm preaching to you, folks. Listen to me, I'm preaching to you. I'm here to help you, and I can't help you while you're whispering in somebody's ear. Does it bother you when folks whisper while you preach? No, sir. It bothers me that they're not listening to what I'm saying, because I've got some answers here, and you need them. How long has it been festering? How long have you been holding this grudge? How long have you been critical? How long? Go right ahead. The devil bruises, and you don't do anything about it. You come to Jesus as soon as you bruise if you want to. But you put it off, and put it off, and put it off. And I can tell you, some of the finest people ever sat on these pews, they're not in church anymore. If they are, then some kind of a church is not worth going to. Better off, they're watching television than be in church. And the reason is, they got their feelings hurt. Somebody wounded, the devil bruised them a little bit, and they left it uncared for and didn't take it to the great physician who alone can heal the bruise. And the bruise caused decay, and the decay caused corruption, and the corruption caused destruction. And their spirit is incurable, and their attitude is incurable, and their joy will never come back, and their peace will never come back. In God's name, whatever it is tonight that's bruised, don't let it destroy you. Get down this altar, kneel at this altar, and say, by the grace of God Jesus, I'm coming to Him who was bruised for me, and getting the great physician to heal my bruise. Shall we stand? The choir will sing. You obey the Holy Spirit as He talks to you tonight.